This is Carrie Devra, whistleblower on the Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA on Wall Street fraud and on criminal justice reform. Today we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to read a fairy story. Yes, Animal Farm. Proper title, Animal Farm, A Fairy Story by Bolshevik whistleblower George Orwell. Now, for a novel to be a good novel, it has to teach life lessons, as does Animal Farm. A good novel teaching a utopian society cannot exist. Animal Farm teaches that with gain of power, leaders become corrupt, will fall into temptation of a luxurious life, and then those leaders will work for their personal gain almost always. Animal Farm is a much referred to novel during this pandemic, an encouraged pandemic that took a wrong step once bloggers jumped aboard after reading press reviews and peer review shared thoughts as if they were media, as if news was ready to report. No, 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 no. Pandemics, like genies, once out of the bottle, cannot be put back, are tough to curb. Now, myself, active in tweeting out facts, yes, documented facts, while caught stay in place away from home, seeing so many sites and references to Animal Farm, I thought to share, to read with you, whistleblower author George Orwell's book. Everyone likes a good story, even a fairy story, as George Orwell titled his novella back in 1945. Whistleblower? George Orwell? Yes, but of course. Animal Farm is more than a book telling the story of a group of farm animals rebelling against their human farmer. Animal Farm is more than a book telling the story of a group of farm animals hoping to create a society where animals like them can be free, equal, and happy. Four legs good, two legs better, the battle cry of the farm beast that lifted the animal revolution, shifted as their revolution moved on. Much like coronavirus became COVID-19, with everyone bleating as if not seeing the change. Changed it was, gradually, over conversations by experts who advise changes too, over time, unquestioned. The pigs in Orwell's Animal Farm, written to represent key members of Bolshevik leadership, did what happens too often. The pigs assumed leadership of the farm, changed over time, no longer four-legged walkers like their peer revolutionists, shifting from two legs bad, four legs better, to four legs good, two legs better. In lockstep, the pigs made great effort to learn to walk tall as man, standing on two legs, just like the farmer the barn animals chased away. The pigs moved from four legs to two, from fellow revolutionaries to become reflections of the leadership the farm animals worked together to replace. No, not in one day, not in one week, nor over a month. Rather, over time. The barn animals did not see this happening, nor did we. Well, I did get a whiff, 2009. Done behind closed doors, windows, in rooms the barn animals were not privy to, not allowed into, is what the revolutionary barnyard animal peers did not see, forming that they had fought to escape from under, And what happened, what came back at them, was worse than before in life under the farmer. In Animal Farm, the rebellion is betrayed. The animal's farm ends up in a state as bad as it was before the revolutionists ran the farmers off. The four legs good, two legs better, spouting revolutionists, the pigs, then running the farm, ran the farm down worse than it was. The farm was now under dictatorship of a pig named Napoleon. Napoleon and Napoleon's conspirators, much like the Bolsheviks, had planned for revolution behind closed doors, behind curtain windows, and over time. Farm animals could not show up. Farm animals could not join a meeting unless invited. And farm animals were not invited. Invitees were cherry-picked for a purpose, selected like the guard dogs were selected, groomed like the guard dogs were groomed, in fear, groomed in intimidation, groomed in misinformation, a lot like today. Whistleblower George Orwell represented the animals in Animal Farm, a fairy tale, to be politicos, ill-regarded back in Orwell's day, even earlier. Orwell wrote Napoleon to represent Joseph Stalin, Snowball to represent Leon Trotsky, Squealer represents Vyacheslav Molotov. In 1945? No, earlier. Let me say this. What Orwell warns of in Orwell's political whistleblowing fable did not start 1945. No, no, no. Did not start 1917. No. It started earlier. Let's say George Orwell knew what Orwell's Animal Farm was warning of. That Orwell's Animal Farm is what we are living today under the pandemic of coronavirus. The ever-changing story. Even those conspiring cannot keep up with on the same page. An immoral fable, Animal Farm shows ease with which language used can manipulate, twist for purposes of evil. George Orwell warns about letting shrewd, selfish politicians consolidate power, take away civil rights, take away liberties, use manipulation, use authoritarian regimes' propaganda to oppress and control the people. That is where I stepped into the pandemic, gathering pages, putting them together to track who said what, when. A journey that took me almost immediately back to Orwell's Animal Farm, and back even earlier to propaganda that manipulated populations into lockdown called ghettos, into quarantine, restricted movement, even experiments called patience. Patience. I will walk you back to the Great Reset agenda as called by Klaus Schwab, founder of the WEF, World Economic Forum, as he calls it, the Great Reset agenda. Schwab, born in Ravensburg, Germany, said, "The pandemic represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world." Ravensbrück? Ravensbrück, Germany, is home to one of thousands of concentration camps dotted across Europe's terrain. Ravensbrück is where experiments were done. Nazi medical experiments. Starting in the summer of 1942, medical experiments were done without consent on women, on Polish inmates, on political prisoners too. Experiments like the efficacy of sulfonamide drugs. Nazi doctors deliberately cut nerves, deliberately fractured bones, and with intent, infected leg bones, infected muscles with virulent bacteria, shoving substances, wood pieces or glass into tissues, and more. Nazi medical experiments studied bone, muscle, nerve regeneration, even transplanting of bones from one person to another. Others, sterilized or left with permanent physical damage, were aided by fellow prisoners who made it through to the end of the war, some of them. Jadwiga Dzido, Maria Brill-Platter, Władysława Karolewska, and Maria Kuzmierczuk, they testified at the Nazi's doctor's trial in 1946. The Nazi's doctor's trial? 1946? Yes. Nazi doctor experiments did not end then, nor is that where the Nazi doctor experiments begin. Nazi doctor experiments shifted. New name, newer believers, more followers, fresh meat. Today, just like then, the newer people bought into being part of something special, believe they will receive reward, pushed public ill-prepared to stand up to public scrutiny, to congressional attack, learning today, as we are witnessing in Congress, they are just highly paid fall guys. Jews in the Nazi camps, facilitating horrors against humans, thought they would survive. Camp overseers told Nazi experiment volunteers the German authorities would release them if they complied. Not quite. Deformed, yes. Released, no. The Kanichen Kroliki Lapin, or rabbits, so called by the experimenters, they died as a result of the Nazi doctor experiments. Those with unhealed wounds, well, executed. The pandemic planning for us began leading up to the Russian Revolution of 1917. Our global pandemic does not begin in China. In Wuhan, in a French-built P4 lab. No, no, no. Our global pandemic is homegrown. Ask Anthony Fauci. But first, we will read Orwell's allegorical novella where coronavirus history began, being rewritten today even as you listen. Promise, be back to read George Orwell's Animal Farm, A Fairy Story. Besides, what else are you going to do during our stay at home, do not go to work quarantine that excludes torching, looting, murder, and absolute street pandemonium chaos? You could go to Target or Walmart, I guess. Be good. And make sure to follow Fauci and CDC Here Today, Gone Tomorrow guidances. Do as Anthony does. Wear your mask in public, only when cameras are watching, and social distance unless you're protesting down on the mall. Oh, I know what 6 inches looks like. I know what 6 feet looks like. And I know what a plandemic looks like, so be good. See you at the movies. Pass the popcorn and please, LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person, a victim or a whistleblower. Until next time.